Welcome to Dungeons and Dragons and Dummies, a weekly podcast following a group of friends as they battle across a homebrewed world called Interiath in Dungeons and Dragons 5th edition. Step into the mystical world of Interiath and follow as our party of dummies adventure across the lands. Tali Grug, half orc, half fighter, the mystery, played by Taylor. The Eclarian Shadow, half elf ranger from the Eclarian Mountains, played by Seth. And Alirlock Bloodhair, a Harrigan cleric, played by Joey. Last but not least, the creator of our beautiful world, the man of many voices, and our dungeon master, Sam.
Oh, here we go. All right. Seth's bringing the energy. We were pretty chill before you got here. Yeah, we were.
I'm here to pump shit up.
All right.
Good.
So,
pump us, Daddy.
Now that we are back to the Unstable Evolution, why don't you pump us, Daddy?
I'll pump you. You want to talk about the last session? We'll get ready for a recap.
Hold on. Why don't you recap everything since y'all fell through the slime tube?
My God.
That's a bit.
All right, the machinations.
Just real quick.
Okay, okay. I got you. I had to go back a handful of pages here. Those are Gricks. Okay, here we go. All right. So, we're going down a tunnel. We get into it with a cube in front of us and behind us. Click, click, snap, click, clack. There's a click, and we drop down a chute. That chute sends us into a cage. There's a dead badass dwarf and a less dead, less badass dwarf. We manage to get out of the cage with a bunch of undead fuckery going on. At that point, the less dead, less badass dwarf gets the badass weapon from the dead badass dwarf and commences to join in the fight. We get into these chaotic machinations of sorts and try to shut them down. We fail miserably, get poisoned and all kinds of nonsense as we rush out superhero style action movie wannabes into the adjoining tunnel. Everything fucking explodes and falls apart. We've still got the less dead, less badass dwarf with us, and we get into a workshop of sorts where these machinations of chaos, little bug creatures, come zipping off the walls, assembling some kind of Gorgon Frankenstein monster in the middle of the room, at which point we battle that, basically come as close to death as we've almost ever come, with the big save the days from Leerlock and some Talic heroics. We managed to do some balance beam acrobatics and get ourselves out of that one.
Some tactics. Mundane, but clever.
Strategy.
Strategies like turned into tactic.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So we managed to get out of that absolute hellhole. And from there, we get into a maze situation that turns into just a Comedy Central hilarity of repeatedly fighting these nonsensical bug monsters. Essentially, we're just farming for XP at that point. Once we get through the maze, we come up to a big wall that we scale over to the side. I'm pretty sure if anybody had fallen off of said wall, it would have been an insta-death scenario. At which point, we get down to this little temple out in the void of this cavernous Underdark area. And that's when we consider shooting some of this magic lightning shit into Talic, but finally think better of it. But we do shoot some of the magic lightning shit into the Drekben bow carried by Shadow, which is transformed, and it gets some level 2 capabilities. At that point, my notes say whiskey coffee, and just a bunch of scribbling takes place. If nice, I remember nice. Correctly, there was some cube fights, and then there was this moment where these evil robot death machines
are trying to
grappling hook murder everyone, and Shadow kills a cube and sticks his hand in a lock that gets grabbed, and I can only express this as the most horrific scenario possible. One of my biggest fears is to accidentally step on a bear trap in the woods. And he's stuck there, and he calls upon a giant boar earlier in the chaos. Aleer, Locke, and Taloc make some incredible moves to keep everything at bay as these little murder bots are still trying to kill us. At that point, Scruffy, the boar, busts the door open in an epic fashion, and we find ourselves on a pathway on the other side of the door. We didn't manage to get any of the goodies out of the cube that we killed, but we did escape the murder bots, and here we are. Scruffy is still alive and has 22 HP.
Wow.
Scruffy the boar.
Yeah, you guys basically like came through the wall and or ran through the door and slammed it behind you, and you heard him like ting
ting. Yeah.
And then y'all took a short rest. I think y'all got healed up pretty good.
Yeah, right? It literally says, you need to understand, it says whiskey, coffee, and then a fuckload of scribbles.
That's amazing. Okay. I think that's my favorite recap of all time. I'm gonna say it.
It was a good one. That was great.
That was great. I feel fully recapped on all of the mad machinations of Moloch.
I had forgotten about some of that.
Hell yeah.
You guys are in a long, narrow hallway. It seems to go on forward a little ways, but there don't seem to be any immediate paths off of it from what you can tell.
Oh, well, Shadow climbs on top of Scruffy and commences to walk down the hallway.
Okay. You guys only have to go about 2 or 3 minutes walk. It's not very far before you come to another door. A big, large door, very similar to the one that y'all came through on the other side before you.
Okay, Shadow is going to inspect the door to see if it's going to trigger his player's greatest fear again.
Sure. Yeah, can we back up to that? One of your greatest fears in life is to step on a bear trap?
One of my only fears in life is to have one of my extremities stuck into something.
Is this Shadow or Seth?
Seth. One of my greatest fears in life is to have one of my extremities stuck
like your glory hole.
To something, a glory hole, God. Bear trap, anything where mechanically retracting devices stab into my flesh and prevent me from pulling it back away from the danger.
That is my only not fears. That much of a fear for me. That like doesn't freak me out at all. I can totally see how that's like a thing that would freak people out, but like I would much rather that happen. I'd much rather get grabbed by a bear trap then be like slowly poked by a single needle.
See, it's permanent maiming versus
healed
zero versus instantly. Zero maiming.
Yeah. I know. It's just.
Yeah, that's how fears work. In my mind,
one of those causes me great discomfort emotionally, and the other doesn't. Obviously, I don't want either to happen.
I'm totally okay with permanent maiming too. It's not that scares me. It's the moment. Of violent danger and eviscerating a limb that bothers.
Make me an investigation check on the door. What's
you
y'all's...
asked?
Okay.
14.
14. You check it out. It doesn't appear to have any traps. In fact, the handle's a little bit different. I told you before that it was kind of one of those like the bar was in the door and there was a cutout. You know, to be able to get to the bar. Yeah. This one, the handle comes out of the door and is a normal kind of post.
So I forgot in my recap that Taloc gifted the adamantine battle axe to Shadow. So Shadow is holding the adamantine battle axe and is going to reach up with his foot and try to manipulate the door and open it with his foot.
So you go to push on the door, and it's not even latched. It pushes right open, and slowly the two double doors just...
I don't fucking like that shit.
Hello?
And is what you guys see before you...
Does Alirlock have his glow ball emitting light?
No, it is not available to be used.
Okay.
So, let me lay the scene for you here.
Oh, God.
So, you guys open this door.
What the fuck?
And you realize that even though you've been in a pretty dark hallway, maybe had a torch or something to get through, you don't need light here because there's this eerie, magical glow filling a huge...
Oh, shit.
Cavern. I mean, we're talking probably 150 feet diameter cavern. Goes way up. And you see out in front of you, probably about 20 feet or so, a big platform. And then beyond that, a couple of more platforms randomly jutting up down from below. And as you peer out, you see that the glow is coming from this undulating fluid surface that's about 20 feet down from the platforms. And standing on the farthest platform from you guys is a man robed in long gray robes with long black hair. You see the back of him, and he's got this rod in his hand that's tipped with like this big bulbous glowing orb. It almost seems to undulate as he's waving this wand around like you would in a circle over your head, almost like a lasso type movement. And he hears the door open behind him, and he slowly lowers the wand to his side, and he turns around.
Oh, shit.
And he says, "Finally, you've arrived. But I have no time for your games. You've come and destroyed my machines. You've come and destroyed my tunnels and my laboratories. And if you think for one second that I'm going to let some foolish band of adventurers stop me now that I'm so close, you would be very, very wrong. Your fates will be the same as his." And as he's saying that last part, he's moving up the wand kind of like a fast pitch softball person. He's doing like this raising up motion with the wand, and you see a lump of this ooze slowly rise up towards the platform that are standing on. And you know in Moana how the ocean water like will reach over and pick up Moana? It does that, but instead of picking something up, it deposits a creature. And you guys recognize standing before you...
Oh, fuck. Shit. It's the dead. It's the dead badass dwarf.
The dwarf that you had described as the very dead, very badass dwarf. But something's not quite there in him. And we're going to need to roll initiative.
Okay. He's like a fucking clone or something. Here
ooh,
we go.
Ooh, 13.
I gotta get my dice out. What the hell am I doing with my life?
16.
15.
Okay, all right. 13, 15, 16. Okay. Well, I got good news for you guys. They rolled very badly. The boar operates on your turn, Seth.
That's accurate.
So epic. I love this. And I love this music.
Okay.
Can I tell? Is it the guy that we saw?
Yes. You instantly recognize his armor. He was wearing very distinctive, ornate armor.
Okay. Gonal's master, or whatever.
You also immediately recognize his shield. Gonal. He was Gonal was the squire to this guy, and you remember that Gonal mentioned it a lot. His name was Sir Hardback.
That's right, and he was like, that guy was a badass. I'm just a weenie.
Yeah, I'm just Gonal, a squire.
So. Okay.
But this guy, go ahead and make me a perception check.
Yeah, I was gonna say, does he seem off? I'm assuming.
Yeah.
I got a 3.
Yeah, you're not quite sure. He's got a full helmet on, so you really can't tell what's going on with his face. But the way he's carrying his body, and the fact that he just got deposited out of what you assume is an acidic ooze thing. By the way, that oozy thing stays up behind him.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. So Talek's thinking this guy's some other fucked up experiment just based on the stuff that we've seen. I'm going to throw a chromatic orb at this guy in the second level variety.
Oh boy.
Right.
And I'm going to throw a little fire elemental ball that appears up in my hand, and I just chunk it right at this dude at the end of this platform.
All right, let's roll to hit. Oh no.
Damn. I rolled a 9 to hit.
That's definitely a miss. Yeah, this guy's wearing plate armor with a shield. So he's going to be a hard sucker to pin down.
Damn. Okay. I can't do anything else, really. That's my action. I'm just going to get, like, in front of this doorway, like, in front of my companions. Just move up a couple feet, like, right here-ish.
Okay. All right.
And then I'll end my turn.
15 feet from him or so.
Damn, that was pathetic. All right.
Oh, that's a shame. That's a rough one, though. Sometimes spells like that, you know, either make it or you don't. All right, Alirlock, what do you got?
I'm going to run up behind Talek and reach out to him and say, "You got this," and we'll cast Shield of Faith on him.
Ah, yeah.
Nice. Okay, give me plus 5.
Plus 2.
Plus 2, yeah. That's right.
So plus 5 plus to all AC. Saves and AC, right? You know?
Just AC.
Plus 2 AC, okay.
Okay.
And then I'm also, as my bonus action, going to cast Spiritual Weapon at 3rd level.
Oh, hell Spiritual yeah. Weapon.
Oh, God.
I love Spiritual Weapon. Makes me happy.
Me too. Alright, where do you want it to appear?
Yeah. That's good. Perfect. When I cast a spell, I can make a melee spell attack against the creature, so I'm going to just swing at him.
Okay.
Oh, not good. 6, 8.
We're pathetic. Yeah.
It just glances off of his armor. Great. He doesn't even raise his shield to block it.
Okay, and that's my turn.
Y'all got the initiative rolls, but so far the actions aren't panning out. Shadow, what do you got?
Do I have a line of sight on Moloch?
You do. He's probably 80 feet away or so.
Eldritch Agonizing Force Blast.
Ooh.
It'll be an 8 to hit.
Oh, that's a miss, unfortunately.
And then a modified 25 to hit.
That definitely hits.
So he's only going to take 6 damage, but he's going to get knocked 20 feet off that pedestal.
20 feet?
10 feet. I missed with the first one.
Okay. All right, let me see how I want to do this. Because normally, with force movement against a ledge, you know, if it's just 5 feet, I'd be like, oh, he definitely gets a save. But if you shove him 10, or like a, you know, a reflex to see if he can grab the edge. But
not trying to metagame.
Out. No, I think you blast him. So he goes flying 10 feet out. He falls into the goo.
So Scruffy is going to race past everyone and charge Sir Hardback.
Oh, yeah, yeah, Scruffy.
I love Scruffy. He's my pet.
Nat 20.
No effing way.
Jeebus.
This guy has such a high AC, too. I was like, well, he probably won't hit anyways. Okay, what happens then?
Okay, so then that's going to be 46.
That's not bad.
That's great.
So that's going to be 19 damage.
Damn, son.
And then he needs to succeed on a DC 13 strength saving throw.
Okay. That's not that bad. Oh, man, it's going to be so close. Hold on, let me get his strength. I just rolled it thinking I wouldn't need it. Oh, he gets a 13. Sorry. So that's a pass.
That's the end of it.
It was 19 damage, right? I never did.
That's correct.
Do his damage. Dang. Okay. Okay. That was a damn good turn. Okay.
Oh, yeah. Bravo. Brava.
So Brava. First things first. You hear this guy let out a shout of pain as he begins his turn in this pool. And then you immediately see a blink of light down there, and then another blink of light on top of this other pillar that's a little bit higher but slightly closer to you guys. And he turns to all of you and he's like, why won't you just leave me alone? And he shoots out a blast of webbing, and a net of web fills up like a 20-foot space down here. Something about like that. Of web, and I need all of you to make a dex saving throw.
Is it hidden shadow?
Does it hit shadow? Nope, he doesn't quite get shadow in it. But it's gonna stay there. I'll just warn you. If you start your turn in the webs or enter them during your turn, then you make a throw to see if you get caught in the webs. So it's not right now. So he's gonna do that, and then he used his bonus action to teleport out, if that's not scary enough for you guys.
Okay. Yeah, where is he?
So he is up over here.
Oh, there he is. He was just blending in, my blind ass.
Okay, so then this dwarf is going to take a hammer swing at the lumpy creature in front of him.
Okay.
Me? Oh, Scruffy.
Scruffy. That's going to be a 14 to hit.
That hits.
Oh, okay. And that will be...
Like, who you calling lumpy?
We call it lumpy. That'll be 10 damage.
Okay.
Pretty good damage. He has two attacks. So that's the first attack. The second attack is going to be a 15. So
hit.
And that does 11 damage.
Oh, it's going to be so alive. 1 HP.
Oh, yeah, baby.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. This blob arm, Gudopod, cannot quite reach anybody.
Oh, that's a great name.
All right, Talik, it's your turn. You start your turn in the webs. You got to make a dexterity saving throw to see if you are restrained by the webs.
17.
A 17 is a pass.
Whew.
They are difficult terrain, so
we get half.
Half speed, and you are good for the rest of your turn on the save.
I'm going to try and make it out, so I get 15.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna get up here precariously on the edge with Sir Harbach's ghost clone. Kind of shove Scruffy out of the way and be like, "Get back, boy!" Pat him on the head. Try and attack this thing twice with the longsword of Halb Light.
What are you attacking? You're attacking the
Sir Harbach.
Sir Harbach. Okay.
First attack was a 14, but before you say anything, I'm going to use a precision attack. Superiority die. Add a d8 to that, because I do not think that would have hit. All right, 20 to hit.
A 20 hits.
Okay. Ah, 5 damage. And then do I notice any necrotic damage?
It does not appear to do any necrotic damage, damn, even though you okay. slip it in there.
Okay. I'm going to take another swing.
Now that you're in his face, you don't. It doesn't matter what your perception check is. You can see into the mask a little bit and see that like his skin is just rotting off and peeling off. Ugh. And he doesn't, you know, he doesn't even care. He's just mindless.
Okay. Oh, and I do get to add my superiority die to that attack too.
To the damage.
I forgot. Yeah, so that was
nice. It was a 6?
A 6, yeah.
Nice.
Okay, and then I will take another swing. Come on. Ooh, does a 15 hit?
15 is a miss.
Yeah, I was afraid of that. Okay. I will end my turn. Just on this ledge, kind of up against Sir Hardback.
All right. With the Gudapod next to you, too. All right, Lulak, yep. You are in the webs. Can you make me a dexterity saving throw?
I can. A 10?
I'm sorry. That is a fail. You are restrained by the webs.
Oh, fuck no. Fuck no.
Restrained means your speed is 0. Attack rolls against you have advantage, and your attack rolls have disadvantage. And you have disadvantage on other dexterity saving throws.
Okay.
Dang.
Which I'm sure won't be a problem with a high-level caster just a few feet from you.
It's pretty apparent that this thing is an undead creature, correct?
Correct. Yep. You're pretty confident about that.
Okay. I am going to take my holy symbol and grasp it and say, turn away and turn to dust, and cast Channel Divinity, turn undead.
Holy fuck,
yeah.
Cool. All right, what kind of save does he need to make?
A wisdom saving throw.
Wisdom save, okay. Something that in life would have been a much higher number than it is in undeath. Ooh, but he rolled really well. 13?
Save DC. It's 14.
Get fucked.
Oh, no! All right.
If it fails, it is turned for 1 minute or until it takes any damage.
And it's basically frightened and has to use all of its movement to try to escape. What if it can't escape? Does it have like a clause for that?
It says trying, right?
The turn creature must spend its turn trying to move as far away as it can. Can't willingly move to a... Yeah, I mean... It does everything.
Yeah, he's not going to jump in the acid. Unless it says that he'll do things even to its detriment, but I
think it just uses the word trying to escape. Right, Joey?
It says, must spend its turns trying to move away as far away as it, from you as it can. And it can't willingly move it to a space 30 feet of you. So I feel like it would be cornered if it realized what thing in the bottom of the pool is. If it knows
what
that
is. Yeah, I think so too. If it was smart enough to know that this is a cliff, like it was sentient, then it would be on the edge of the cliff, basically.
Yeah, I mean, you've seen the way he's moving and attacking.
But he'd like be hiding away from us, basically.
Yeah, he's a greater undead creature, but he is utterly terrified of you. But the frightened condition normally means that you just can't move closer to someone. That's why I was curious if it said, like, if he can't get away, then he'll
specifically
attack.
It's just the description.
Okay. All right, I think I know how I'm going to play him.
For its action, it can only use the dash action to try to escape.
There you go. That's exactly what I needed. For its action, it can That's only the use key. The dash action. Sorry. Okay. Perfect. All right. Beautiful. Absolutely beautiful.
Hell yeah,
but you are restrained in the webs. So, add that to your sheet. Okay. All right, Shadow. You are not in the webs. You're just outside of them. They sticky goo landed on the top of your shoe.
So Scruffy is restrained, and he's been given no commands from Shadow, so he's just sitting there snorting.
Oh, he's just fighting the stuff. If you don't give him a command, he acts on his own, right?
Right. So he's just trying to get loose.
Yeah, and so you can use an action to try to break free from the webs with a strength save. So would you roll that for me?
Yeah. It was a 6.
Ah, oh, he doesn't break 3. Okay, so he's just thrashing around the webs. Poor Scruffy.
Okay, so Shadow wants to jump up onto these things on the door and then jump past the webbing.
Like the closest spot, you're talking like a 13-foot jump. So the rules on jumping, I was looking it up, you know, obviously for this battlefield. You can jump with a 10-foot run, you can jump up to your strength score. Without a 10-foot run, you can only jump half your strength score. And so the way I've always said, if you want to jump more than that, the DC for jumping more than that with a 10-foot run is it's whatever distance you want to jump, that's the DC. If you want to jump 20 feet, it's DC 20. So is what I'm going to say is, if you want to do it from the wall, the DC to make that jump would be twice the distance you want to jump. So if you want to jump, we'll call it 12 feet to get over this, it'd be a DC 24 to jump off of this wall and land down here.
What if he jumped up on the door and scrambled around on the ledge, right here?
And just stayed there?
I mean, you're still doing a Prince of Persia backwards jump. I mean, he can stay there. Yeah, that's a free climb check to climb up that. But to jump from here down to here, you know, I was saying 12 because I was just measuring the straight
line.
Like an
athletics check or just a straight D20?
No, it'd be an athletics check. It'd be a DC 24 athletics check. Yeah, it's just a flat wall.
So can I see the source of this webbing?
It appears to just be splattered all over the ground. I mean, I drew a sphere just because I didn't want it to be a big, ugly sphere on top of the map because it's just on the ground.
Okay. Shadow's going to yeet an Eldritch Blast at the wizard on the pole.
Okay. Make it happen.
Nat 1.
Ugh.
Ugh.
14.
A 14 is a miss. You see, looking at
Leafy
this guy,
wizard.
It goes to hit him, and as it does, it impacts him, but a magical aura causes it to dissipate. It's mage armor. I was trying to describe it cool, but you can tell he has mage armor cast on himself.
That is the end of my turn.
Okay, you don't want to try the super jump? I mean, worst case scenario, you would land in the webbing. It wouldn't be like...
Sure. I'll try it.
Now let me ask you this, Sam, though, from a geometry perspective, if you went through the door and he was up 10 feet off the ground and then went to make that jump, wouldn't that shorten the...
Well, if I measure it from the ground to over here, 12 feet's about as close as I can get it. That's straight line distance over.
But does climbing up not gain him extra distance?
Okay, what do I gotta roll?
Yeah, I see what you're saying. We'll say it's 11 feet. That's a DC 22.
Okay, athletics.
Athletics.
9.
Okay, so you land in the webbing, and then I need you to make a dexterity save to see if you get caught in the webbing.
9.
Oh, another 9. Okay, so you are caught in the webbing and restrained.
Infuriated.
Fucking web. I'm the only one not in it.
You're the only one not in it. And
I'm on the ledge.
He takes the wand in one hand and he's not even looking at you guys as he's conjuring and muttering. And then in the other hand, he begins to trace a large circle with his two fingers, and you see lightning begin to crackle on his fingertips. And he looks over briefly at you guys and blasts out a lightning bolt. And when it hits Scruffy, it arcs to all three of the rest of you as chain lightning hits you. I'm going to need you all to make dexterity saving throws. If you're trapped in the webbing, it'll be at disadvantage.
Oh, of course.
This guy's a fucker.
It's motherfucking Moloch!
16 for Shadow.
16 with disadvantage. Hell yeah.
Six.
Six, okay. Talik, what's your Dex save?
18.
Okay.
Gruffy rolled an 11.
Okay, so Tolik and Shadow, y'all both pass. So y'all will take half damage. Y'all will take half of what's about to drop into Tailspire.
Holy Jesus, 52. Fucking shit!
Alirlock and Scruffy will take He's all of us. The 52 damage from this chain lightning.
Oh my god.
Jesus, so this did like 150 total damage.
Yeah, if you're not counting Scruffy, yeah. Oh, no, with the halves, yeah. Yep.
Yeah, because it was 26 to us.
Yep.
Damn. That's scary as fuck. Okay.
And as he's moving that other hand and doing the incantations, you see another one of these Goodle pods float up and rise up next to him.
Oh, God.
As he does that damage to me, Shadow's eyes turn just the deepest black, and he points his finger with a crooked smile on his face, and hellish flames surround the wizard that casts a spell and batter him, and he needs to make a dexterity saving throw.
Okay. Ooh.
Fail it,
you bastard. Not very good. 11.
That's a fail.
Okay. Yes. What happens?
So he will take 3d10 fire damage.
Let's go.
And that will be 27 damage as the hellish rebuke lashes out against his.
That's almost max damage.
Shit. Yeah, what kind of roll? 10-10-7. Are you kidding me?
Hell yeah, that was sick.
Wow.
Why do you get hellish rebuke? Is that from your patron or whatever?
Yeah.
So cool. He needs to make a concentration save on the webbing.
Oh, yes.
And it's over 20, what's half of 27? Round down, 13? Okay, so DC 13 constitution saving throw.
That's tough.
That is pretty tough.
Come on.
15 on the die.
Damn.
The webbing is still there.
Nice job, though, Shadow.
Yeah, that was... Jeez, what a that roll.
That was incredible.
All right, Sir Hardback.
That was incredible.
All the way back to Alirlock, frightening Sir Hardback. So, what he's going to do is he is going to take a couple steps this way to try to get a running start, and then...
He's running away, run away!
He didn't get enough running start. So that's going to be...
A check?
Same thing you just made, a DC 22 athletics check to see if he can cross this.
Oh, yeah, baby.
Ooh, it's so close. What's his bonus? Oh my god, he just barely fails it. And kapoor, hits the ledge with his body. I'd do the same thing for you guys, so I'm going to do it for him. I'm going to give him a chance to grab the ledge. He fails.
Yes!
And he goes falling into the goo.
Eat shit.
Sploosh!
Fuck off, motherfucker.
I turn around to a Alirlock. I'm like, you seem to have this effect on people.
Sometimes.
So, little D&D meta knowledge for you guys. It is not the Gudapod's turn. It is Moloch's layer actions turn, which layer actions always occur on initiative count 20, and the Gudapods are his layer action.
Gotcha.
So, the Gudapods are going to attack. Only this one that's next to Tolik will, but here it goes with an attack.
I've got my extra two.
It's a 15 to hit.
20.
So that is,
that's a miss.
Okay. So it just like real slow. You kind of like bend backwards to dodge away from it. All right, Tolik. You've got a Gudapod in front of you.
Mm-hmm.
Dangling, kind of slowly whipping back and forth in the air. You've got Moloch. What is he like? 40 feet from you now?
Oh god.
35 feet from you up on a ledge. Okay. There's another ledge that you know is like a 10-foot jump. If you get a good running start, it's easy peasy. Actually, what's your strength? You might be able to do it.
20, I think, or close to it. My strength's 19.
Yeah, all right. I'd say that you could jump to that even without a running start. So you've got a ledge you could jump to. Yeah, I don't know what you want to do. Hardvac's in the water, or in the sizzle. You hear it.
I'm not in the webbing, so I'm going to move like a little bit, kind of position myself more between Moloch and my party.
You do notice this Gudopod seems to be tracking you, like waiting on an opportunity to hit you.
Yeah, I don't want to spend too much time on this Gudopod. I'm gonna.
Yeah. I'm just letting you know it has attack of opportunity.
I'm gonna throw a firebolt at Moloch up on the pillar.
Okay.
Cross for me.
Let's see it.
Oh yeah, 22 to hit.
A 22 definitely hits, yeah.
All right, I do 10 fire damage.
At least y'all are rolling good on damage.
Yeah. And I will...
Let's fuck this dude up, boys.
Are either one of y'all hurting? I'm going to turn around and ask if either one of y'all are hurting. Y'all good?
I'm okay.
We ain't good.
How ungood are you?
Like, I'm probably on a scale of 1 to 68. Probably a 7.
On a scale of 1 to 68.
Lirlock, quit dicking around with that web and get out here. And then I use a superiority die to use the maneuver called Rally, which gives him... Come on. I give him 5 extra HP. Temp HP.
Hey, every little bit counts.
Yeah, that's right. Just a bonus action. Alright. And I'll end my turn.
Alright. Alright, Lirlock. You are in the webs until you use your action to make a strength check or until the webs disappear.
So I need to make a strength check to get out.
But it takes your action, but yes.
So 11.
11. 11 does not succeed.
Let's see. Bonus action. Spiritual weapon moves 20 feet towards Moloch, and then that's going to be my turn, I guess.
I don't know. Okay. We're like all webbed up.
Yeah.
I just now thought about this, but Shield of Faith is a concentration spell, and it took 52 points of damage.
Holy.
I think Shield of Faith is probably down. I mean, can you even pass that? What's half of 52? 26? DC 26? Is your con save high enough? Do you have a +6 to con saving throws to get a DC 26 concentration check?
He might, I do.
Oh, no, I do not.
You have proficiency, I think, Taylor.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah.
I guess I misunderstood how the concentration check was made.
It's half of the damage is the DC. So it'd be a DC 26 concentration saving throw.
Yeah, no. Yeah. It's gone.
Damn.
Okay. Thank you for being honest. We appreciate
that. The wind comes out of Talek's sails.
His AC 20 win.
His faith in your god is dwindling.
Oh my gosh. You were starting to convert.
Well, it's the Shield of Faith.
Oh my goodness. I think it's a Lirlock's faith that's having a moment.
Yeah, we're wavering right now. No big deal.
As his heart literally stops for a moment.
Bunnies don't like webs.
Confirmed.
And they like briar patches.
That's my turn.
Okay, all right. Shadow, what you got?
Shadow looks down at the webs, holding him still. And he pops 2 balls of Eldritch Light into each hand, and he just looks up at the fuck nugget wizard, and he goes, "This is for Scruffy." And he just throws both of them, just full bore.
Sure, yeah.
14 and a 20.
14 is a miss, 20 is a hit.
So that will do 11 damage and knock him back 10 feet.
Okay, all right. Sploosh, he lands in the stuff again. You can tell, yeah. Looking at him and looking at the other guy, it definitely, you know, has an acidic effect, but it's not like immediate dissolve you into nothingness.
No, I'm just trying to take his attack action away.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yes, that's what's going to happen. Okay, so there's no way to break loose without using an action, right?
Unfortunately, there is not.
Okay, end of my turn.
And unfortunately, this guy is quite the penis because he can teleport with a bonus action.
That's a penis penis maneuver if I ever seen it.
You know,
penis
moon. But he is upset because he can't use his bonus action to wave his rod around and control this.
Oh my god, I use every bonus action possible to wave my rod.
It is a penis action.
Alright, so he teleports back up to where he was earlier and he wipes the stuff off of his face and slings it to the ground. He says, "That's enough from you, warlock," and he points his fingers straight at you, but instead of doing the more complex maneuvers that he did before, he shoots a straight single lightning bolt that's going to go in a 100-foot line and is going to shoot through Talik and Shadow.
Chaos Reach!
To make a dex save.
Jesus!
What a dickhead.
Oh, fuck. 13.
Oh, 15. Shit. 15 is a success. Talik. But a 13
you
is
call
a
that
fail.
A rod. I yell out.
Oh, my God.
My D&D Beyond dice is about to go to jail.
Are y'all ready for the Talespire dice?
No.
No.
Why is he so strong?
35!
35 hit points. Is Shadow still up?
Shadow's still up, and he is enraged as that deep pit of blackness comes back to his eyes. Hellish flames once again spawn around Moloch's bitch ass, and he needs to make a dex save of 14.
Oh, 7 on the die.
Did I take half?
You take half of that, yes.
Okay, sorry.
That's 7?
Yeah.
So he is going to take 21 fire damage.
Let's go.
But geez, some freaking damage. Y'all done more damage with Hellish Rebuke than
oh,
like,
does he keep his concentration?
Hold on, let me do the damage real quick, and then I will check that.
Okay.
But you do notice that this guy's starting to look battered and torn. Yeah, 19 on the die. He keeps his concentration on the webs. Sorry, guys. But
what
this guy
cunt.
Is looking pretty battered already. And he's just like, "Why won't you die? Leave me to my machinations."
Fuck you, bitch.
Sir Hardback is going to try to climb up this wall a little bit.
Shadow's gonna throw in and stop calling me a warlock.
Alright, the Gudopod is going to reach over and try to smack Talik. Fuck.
Bring it on, bitch.
You don't want to say that. I rolled a nat 20.
Oh, God.
Nat 20 from this little goo
nat
jizz 20. Ball.
So, from the jizz ball. Oh, shit balls. Oh, shit.
Yeah, that's what they are, shit balls.
25 damage. 25.
Holy moly. Talik goes down.
Down, down?
Yeah, I'll use my Relentless Endurance to drop down to 1. So I drop down to a knee and grit my teeth and pop back up with 1 HP.
Jesus. Boys, so I didn't want to say it because I didn't want to be over dramatic. But going into this fight, I have been the most nervous about this fight.
Oh, God.
Since
he said this so many times.
I know, and that's why I didn't want to say it at the beginning. But now you see,
makes it even better.
It, so y'all would have been ready. So you would have known.
Yeah, that's 6 HP.
You have how many?
6.
So y'all are all in single digit HP.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have 1.
Find out what happens to our party next week. Check us out at dndndummies.com. And please leave us a rating and a review on your podcast app. It would mean the world to us.